今天我用中文讲，那么我每个星带大家请翻开以弗所书的第五章第二十节到第六章到第四节。
Good morning. I'm going to preach in English today, and will everybody turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 20, and we'll read to chapter 6, verse 4.
Yeah, 我用中文讲，那依琳姐妹帮我翻译成英文。
I'm going to speak in English, and Sister Ealing here is going to speak in English. Chinese, sorry. Sorry for that. Jet lag.
下个月从十月份开始以后，就是伊莲姐妹会帮助我们从英文翻译成中文，但这段时间她翻译得非常好，感谢神。
Starting from October, hopefully that I will be able to translate in Mandarin, but Pastor has so kindly said that I've done a good job so far. So, 请多多指教。
请大家寻找以弗所书第五章第二十节到第六章第四节。找到的这些呢，请跟我一起念中文，然后呢，跟义林呢念英文。
Could you all turn to the scripture Ephesians chapter 5:20, and we'll read with Pastor in Mandarin first, and follow me in English.
请大家先找到了以后再来，因为有些人找的比较晚一点。在这之间，请大家注意到这个节目单，还有这个每个月的简讯啊，真的是很感谢文中弟兄帮助我们做的这些工作。作为一个就是说代职侍奉的人，很多地方我都要依靠他们在这方面的工作给我的帮助，所以看他们做得非常好。
I would like to appreciate, take this moment and say big thank you to Brother Wen Zhong for being so dedicated to his work and getting all the information for the bulletin put together by the week, and so that we will be able to have this little blue bulletin here every Sunday for us to read from it.
这样有足够的时间翻到这些圣经的时候，请跟我站立念中文。
Okay, may those who have found the scripture please stand and read along with the passion in English.
我们只念二十节，二十二节，然后呢，从第六章的第一节到第四节啊。凡事二十节，凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神，又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。那么从三十三节再往下念，然而你们个人都当爱妻子，如同爱自己一样，妻子也当敬重她的丈夫。你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的，要孝敬父母，使你得福，再世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Let's read along in English. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives, submit to your husbands as the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, to make her holy, cleansing her by washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church, without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. In this same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife also loves himself. After all, no one ever hated his own body, but he feeds and cares for it, just as Christ does the church. For we are members of his body. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is a profound mystery, but I am talking about the Christ and the church. However, each one of you must also love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们实在感谢神，你自己的话语，你自己的灵临到我们身上，求神你恩膏我和翻译。
Our Father in heaven, thank you for being here today, and let us all be in your word today. And Lord, may you please uphold me, and may I preach the right words and send your message across to the congregation.
愿神你自己的灵感动我们每一个的心，开我们的眼，让我们能够体贴到你的心意。
May you touch us and open our hearts and open our ears and our eyes so that we may receive your word with your blessings.
奉耶稣基督的名求，阿们。
All this in Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
今天的读经，我之所以把前面一个段落的第二十节和二十一节包括在这里头，是因为在这个经节里头，他给我们说了一个很好的开头，也就是说，你们凡事要向父神献上感恩。
The reason why I included verse 20 and 21 from the previous paragraph is because it was a good start to emphasizing the message for today, which is always giving thanks to God the Father for everything.
那凡事当中当然就包括了我们今天要谈的母亲。
And when I say giving thanks to everything, it definitely includes our mothers.
可是在我们实际的生活当中，我们多经常感谢我们的母亲呢？
But in real life, how often do you really say thanks, Mom?
我很高兴美国有一个母亲节，至少每年有那么一天特别的来敬重这些做父母的。
I'm really happy that in America we have such a day called Mother's Day where we honor and give thanks to our mothers.
那在那一天，我们大家特别的从心里头去祈求，去寻找哪些地方我们特别要为我们的母亲献上感谢的。
And it's also on this day that we search and look back into our lives and think of all the things and all the times our mom has been there for us and we appreciate her for it.
可是作为我们基督徒来讲，我们为我们母亲的感恩不能够因为母亲节结束就结束了。
But as Christians, we shouldn't just stop saying thanks to our mom or being grateful for her as Mother's Day comes to an end.
反过来呢，我们所心存的这种感恩的态度应该是时时拥有的，这样子我们自然的谦卑我们的心，我们就会彼此的顺服。
But rather, we should always keep her in our mind and always be grateful for what she has done so that it becomes part of our attitude and it becomes constant.
那这是我们的一个开端，接下来第22节到第32节就又为我们建立了一个很好的基础，就是在家庭当中做夫妻之间的关系。
And later on verse 22 to 23, it lays the foundations of what a proper relationship between husband and wife, which also applies to fathers and mothers, should be in the Bible.
那么接下来在第六章的第一节到第四节呢，又带领我们进去来寻找，看到说我们做父母跟子女之间的关系又该是什么样子的。
And then later on chapter 6, verse 1 to 4, it tells us also about the proper teaching of a role of, I'm sorry, the proper teaching of, for the children and about what a father and mother should do for the children.
这样在把这些基础和前提我们先说清楚了之后，我们接下来就可以来仔细的看这母亲她的责任是什么。
And with all these boundaries and biblical premises set, we can slowly focus in on the point that a mother plays in the role of a children's lives.
因为如果我们不事先先把这些前提，就是神建建我们做夫妻之间的关系，做父母之间的关系，不把这些说清楚的话，那今天的社会我们就会看到这样一些问题。
Because if we do not have all these parameters and boundaries set for us, we are unable to know how to go about disciplining our children and caring for them and loving them according to the biblical word.
我们或者会看到有许多作为所谓的夫妻，但是呢，实际上他们并没有很好的负做这个父母的责任，他们呢就没有做到做父母的这个应尽的责任。就有一些人虽然他是 父母，但是呢，他有子女又他没有很好的承担做父母的责任。
In the society today, we see some people who although carry the title of being father and mother, yet they do not carry out the proper duties that come behind those titles. And we see that the way they discipline their children and the way they bring up their children is really pretty much a sad case.
更遗憾的是，有很多的人实际上还没有作为夫妻这样的关系，却已经是作为了父母，因为这些幼龄的中学生女男女怀孕生育儿女，那这样的问题更是美国当前的一个问题。
And also because of the increasing premarital sex in the society nowadays, we see that a lot of fathers and mothers are not husband and wives, which also brings to the point that it is just as bad as the previous case that I mentioned earlier.
所以我们今天要讲的一个，先来看属灵的父母亲是什么样子的，然后我们要对照来看一下未按圣经带领的母亲又是什么样子。
So today we're going to talk about what the Bible, how the Bible describes being a biblical mom comes about.
一个属灵的父母，她在主里头顺服丈夫，这是一件很美的事情。
In the Bible talks about a wife, a mother that submits to her husband and submits to just like how she submits to church.
第二十二节里头，他就讲到，他就是讲到，来看，要在主里头，你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。
Over in verse 22, it says, "Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord."
那我作为这个教会牧者，我好希望看到我们教会的所有的母亲，她们都能够做这样的事情，在主里头顺服丈夫，因为这是喜悦主的，是能够使主里的肢体得到合一。
And as pastor of this church, it is my desire to see the mother's ministry in our church growing as God-pleasing, unified, and dynamic.
因为当我们看到这些做母亲的，他们不仅在神的话语上面成长，更是他们在成长成为成熟的基督徒以后，就能够成为神所带领他们要成为的这种母亲。
I also wish to see the number of growing mothers welcome into the kingdom of God, and also to grow in faith, and to grow into matured Christians, and also to become the mothers that God has intended them to become.
一种健康的神的眼光来看待我们，使我们成为这种好的母亲，一定要依照神的话语。
The mother's role in creating a Christian home is very critical because the more she goes along with the Bible words to fulfill her duties, the more Christian-like the whole family will become.
因为如果一个母亲，我们跟一个属灵的母亲跟这个俗世的母亲来做比较的话，我们就看到在做属灵的母亲，她有承担许多的责任，她也顺应得有许多的权限。
If we compare a biblical mother and a non-biblical mother together, we will see that the biblical mother carries more responsibilities than the non-biblical mother.
如果对于属灵的母亲，她能够很好的运作，按照神的话语来执行的话，她会得到很多很有力的这个效果，使得他的儿女成为神所特别祝福的。
If the biblical mother exercises the word of God very well, you will see that it yields very powerful biblical model, and it also shows the success of being a Christian mother.
所以我们讲到一个属灵的母亲有这么四点，这是第一点。第一点就是说是主理顺服丈夫。那么待会我们要讲到丈夫为头。第三点我们会见到敬重父丈夫，然后第四点我们会讲到一个为儿女提供好的环境。
In my sermon today, I'm going to highlight four points of being a biblical mother. The first, which I have already mentioned, demonstrating biblical submission, which is beautiful. And the next topic, the next one we're going to talk about is honoring the father as the head of the family. And then later on, we'll talk about respecting their husband and providing a safe and pleasant place for the growth of the children.
因为第二十三节紧接着就是说，他说因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头。
In verse 23 it says, "For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, which he is the Savior."
所以一个属灵的母亲呢，她必须是顺服一个丈夫在一个家庭当中的领导地位。
So a biblical mother is submissive to her husband in the family.
因为这圣经里头没有讲到说母亲是一个家庭的头。
Because in the Bible, it doesn't state that the mother is the head of the family.
那自然而然的，当然小孩子就更不会成为这个家庭的头，成为这个世界的中心了。
And therefore, naturally, children must not become the center of the focus in the family.
可是今天我们的社会当中，有些时候子女如此的可爱，自然不自然，有些时候我们就让他们取代了我们做父母、领导家庭的资格。
But in the society today, because of how much we adore our children and how much we love our children, the importance of children has tended to take over as the main focus in the family today.
因为我们必须知道，这圣经里头讲到一个家庭的组成是一个丈夫还有一个太太，是两个人就是成为一个家庭。
Because in the Bible it says that what constitutes a family is a man and a wife when they become husband and wife.
儿女是受欢迎的成员，成为这个家庭的一个延伸。
Children are only a welcomed part of the family. That you know, they are just only a welcome member, but they do not really constitute the family part.
因为一个家庭的开始，当你有夫妻两个，就是一个家庭了。
Because what creates a family is when you have a man and a wife together as husband and wife.
必须了解这个，你才能够知道说，哦，原来在这个家庭当中，父亲是一个家庭的头。
So you come to know that, the father or the husband is the head of the household.
在这样的前提下，我们才可以讲第三点，也就是说要敬重丈夫。
And because of that, now we go to the third point that says respect her husband.
因为在这个第三十三节。当然中间跳过一些是因为这些讲到的就是夫妻之间的关系，做父母之间必须的关系，但是在前提作为一个母亲来讲，尊重丈夫是一个做好母亲一个很好的一点。
And it mentions over in verse 33 that it mentions verse 33 that the wife must respect her husband, and early on just before that it talks about the other duties of what the wife must do.
因为在这社会上我们经常提到作为母亲的或者作为太太的他们都是更好的一半，中英文里头有一个讲法。
Because in English we call the wife as the better half.
在这个提摩太的后书第二章第十一节第十二节，如果我们看一下，我们就会看到实际上作为太太她尊重她的丈夫的时候，她会承担这个家庭的很多困难，然后呢他就会使得作为父亲来讲使他得到有更多的这个家庭的成效。
In 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 11 to 12 it says that a wife respects adds to her husband's ingredient bearing up or to share hardships and burdens with husband demonstration of trust in his ability to succeed and appreciation of his efforts strengthening his resolve to victory.
所以作为母亲呢，你必须让你的父亲应尽到他的一部分的责任，使得他能够更好的完成做丈夫的责任。
So you should let the fathers be men and to let them determine the decisions of where the family should live, where they should attend church, and so that they will be able to exercise their rights.
他们就因此会做一些应该尽的重大的责任，因为这些责任是在神国里头很重要的责任。
And therefore, they will be able to make important decisions because these decisions are just as important as they are to God.
一些简单的例子，比如说这个家庭应该是住在哪里啊？这个教会厅应该是参加哪一个教会啊？或者说他这个工作的现在的情况，他应该做什么样的决定啊？这种大的决定。
For example, like where the family should live, which churches should attend, and what jobs they should take, and all these.Family critical decisions should be made by the men.
但是在这样的大前提下面，母亲们有许许多多的自由来遵照来按照神的指示来带领这个家庭。
However, the mothers still have a lot of freedom to exercise when the husband set the parameter for them.
比如说对于子女的教育来讲，他们的标准是什么样子的？父亲照着圣经的要求提出来，母亲可以照着圣经的要求来符合这些标准。
For example, if the husband set a certain standard for disciplining of the children, the mother has freedom to work within those parameters that the husband has set according to the biblical way.
所以第四点呢，就自然会提到说，所以如果父亲母亲他们的关系搞对了，那么他们的子女跟父母的关系也就很顺其自然能做好。
And so we go into the fourth point, which says that it provides a safe and pleasant heaven for the growth of the children.
因为子女是很重要的，他是我们生活当中非常重要，是我们的明天。
Because children are very important to us, they are our future.
他们就只是不能够取代这个家庭的中心，取代这个父亲母亲带领的这个地位。
However, they must not override the importance of a father and a mother and become the center of the whole household.
我们这个周末正好有许多的母亲，像 Linda, Ivy 啊，还有我太太，还有Ivy 家，还有谁家，他们都到了这个美南澳南庆信会去那边听苏菲云和何仲科他们的一堂座谈会。
This past weekend, my wife and I, and also together with Auntie Ivy and Auntie Jenny, we had the privilege to attend an evangelical conference at Southern Oklahoma Chinese Baptist Church, where William Ho and Esther Sue hosted a family conference.
那他们在那边学到一点很关键的，我听到的就是说，对于这个苏菲云来讲，他的母亲和父亲在他从小生长的过程当中，都从来没吵过一次架。
One of the things that I picked up at the conference was that when Dr. Sue shared with us the one thing, it struck me deeply that when she said her parents, one of the greatest gifts that her parents gave her was that they never ever had a quarrel in front of her.
因为一个家庭的秩序，你要有做父亲为首，然后呢，夫妻之间彼此顺服，然后呢，父亲能够爱母亲，然后母亲呢，就是这前面所讲的能够尊重丈夫，这家庭秩序一对了，自然的家庭当中会很少的有这种冲突。
Because she says that when a family goes and works out in the order that the Bible has ordered them to, where the wife submits to the husband and the husband makes the decisions and they honor God as the center of the family and not the children, all in all, the family just falls into place and it becomes really Christ-like.
这样子作为儿女，他们在这样一个生活环境当中就能够很幸福的成长，他们就不会从小受这样的父母对他们有任何的不好的影响。
And all these sets a good foundation for the children to grow up in a safe place and happy place for them, and from then they learn and they grow up knowing that this is the way that how a family should run, and they learn from it and they apply it to themselves in later age.
因为苏菲云讲，她说每天早上她的母亲都是以微笑来接送，来跟他们子女交谈，然后准备他们一个新的一天。
Because Dr. Sue also shared that every morning her mom would greet her and her other siblings with smiles and prepare them for a grand new day.
所以说从属灵这上讲，如果我们遵照圣经的教导，我们就看到一个属灵的母亲是一个能够承担很重要的责任和权限的母亲。
So if we look at a biblical mother, we see that she has the ability and strength to carry heavy responsibilities.
我们来看一看一个例子，就是圣母玛利亚，她本身，她是耶稣的母亲。
Let us look at Mary, Jesus' mother, as an example.
因为她本身就是展现了作为一个母亲应该遵从的属灵的要求。
She has demonstrated all the qualities of what being a biblical mother is all about.
那我们知道她是很重要，因为没有她的话，我们都没有救主。
And we know that how important she is, because without Mary, there wouldn't be any Jesus.
但她就因此做除了展示这些属灵的性质之外，她还要牺牲自己的儿子。
Well, besides having to carry out all these responsibilities, she was also a self-sacrificing mother. Sorry.
但是他最重要的一个属性可能是他顺服的这个属性。
But the most important quality that she has that we should learn is that she was submissive.
因为当他了解到他自己要作为一个处女生育的时候，他顺服着天使的要求，他说哦，因为你是主，我是仆人。 愿神你自己旨意实现。
Because when Mary knew that she had to become a virgin wife, a virgin mother, she submitted herself to Christ. She gave herself to Christ, saying that, "O Lord, may Your will be done."
她把她所有的这个信任和所有的这个期待都放在她的主神的身上。
She has pinned all her hopes and all her sights onto God.
所以虽然说我们这个世上，我们只有这么一个玛利亚。只有这么一个女性作为母亲曾经诞生了这个完美的一个人耶稣基督，但是我们每一个母亲都有机会来带领子女使得他们像耶稣基督。
Although there can only be one Mary in the world who is also a virgin mother, but yet all of us, all mothers here, we can bring our children to become Christ-like.
假设一个母亲她没有遵照这个属灵的母亲来做的话，那么她是一个非属灵的俗世的母亲会是什么样子的呢？
So what if a mother doesn't bring up her child according to the laws and what the scripture has told, she becomes a non-biblical mother.
那这边有一个例子，我们来看看利百加，她是一个孪生子的母亲，她有两个儿子，一个叫以扫，还一个叫雅各。
And let us take a look at another mother. Her name is Rebecca. She's the mother of twins, Esau and Jacob.
那这两个母亲在这个记录里有讲到说，以扫他已经老了，这个时候是他要祝福他这个长子给他财产的时候。
And in Genesis, it says that when Isaac grew old, it was time for him to bless his oldest son.
所以他要让他的大儿子以扫出去打猎，给他带一些美食回来。
So Isaac commanded Esau to hunt for some wild game and to cook it in a way that he liked it.
但我们知道利百加他做了什么事情，他听到了这么一件事情以后，他就赶紧去让他的这个次子，是他所喜爱的这个儿子，次子不应该得祝福的这个次子，让他去取代以扫。
So Rebecca overheard what Isaac said to Esau, and she quickly told Jacob to impersonate Esau and to steal the blessings that belonged to his brother.
这样子，他就把这个长子本身该得到的名分和祝福给偷过来，给了他的次子雅各。
So Rebecca had in turn stolen.Esau's blessings and gave it to Jacob, the son whom she loved instead.
So, 一个不属灵的母亲，她实际上最终的结果是放弃了她的儿女。
So, a biblical mom gives up on the teaching for her children.
她放弃了对子女的教育有两种原因，一种原因可能是讲说她自己没有权利来教导母儿女。
And one of two reasons why she would give up teaching her children is because she does not have the right to teach her children at all.
因为在我们中国的传统，自己都说子不教是父之过也，不是母之过也。
什么？
子不教，对 teach Chinese.
Oh, sorry. Because the Chinese tradition has the reverence of the teaching responsibility for the father alone.
但是这只是因为中国的这个传统有文化的要求说。作为女子她要有三从四德，就是要顺，从小的时候顺从父亲，长大的时候结婚了顺从丈夫，那等生儿育女以后，如果父亲和丈夫不在的话，要顺从她的长子。这只是文化上的要求。
Largely, it's actually due to the cultural influences. It says that a woman, because her status is low, she has to obey her father from the day that she was born. And after she gets married, she has to submit to her husband and obey her husband. And if she outlives the both of her father and her husband, she in turn has to submit to her oldest son.
因为从俗世的文化的这种要求，没有给这个女子地位来做教训儿女的责任。
Because of the cultural differences, women are not given a position that is high enough to enable them to discipline and to teach the children.
但实际上并不是这样的事情，在这个圣经里头都讲得很清楚，作为这个父亲和母亲，他都有相同的教导儿女的责任。
In reality, that is not true, because in the Bible it says that both father and mother have the equal responsibility and the equal burden of disciplining and to educate the children.
也许你要争执说，哎呦，怎么第六节、第四、第六、第三、第四节说是你们做父亲的，你们不要去惹怒你们的儿女，好像讲的只是父亲。
Perhaps you may single out that in chapter 6 verse 4 it says that fathers do not exasperate your child, and you may wonder why it only talks about fathers and not the mother.
实际上它并不是这样的意思，说只是父亲才会有教导儿女的责任。
It doesn't really say in this verse that the responsibility falls on the father.
这的意思在这里头第一个章节可以看得更清楚，就是箴言的第一章第八节和第九节。
We can also take a look at a closer We can also get a better idea of this verse when we take a look at Proverbs chapter 1.
这里讲到说，我儿，你要听你父亲的训诲，不可逾弃你母亲的法则，因为这要做你头上的华冠，你线上的颈链。
It says, Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. There will be a garland to grace your head, and a chain to adorn your neck.
教导儿女是母亲和父亲两个人的共同的责任。
To educate the children is both the father and a mother's responsibility.
这不是爷爷奶奶的责任，更不是我们周围亲戚朋友的责任。
It's not the responsibility of grandparents, not the responsibility of relatives.
也不是一个国家的责任、政府的责任或者学校的责任。
And it's definitely not the responsibility of a nation, the school.Or in the government.
教导儿女是父亲和母亲的责任。
It is the responsibility of the father and the mother.
可是很遗憾的是，母亲她的责任比较大一点，因为往往在今天的社会里头，母亲还要在工作。
Unfortunately, in today's society, the role of the mother is heavier than the role of the father because today mothers have to work.
因为很糟糕，就是社会从1940年以后开始以后，这个妇女解放了，男女平等了，女子还要去工作。
Because right now the American culture has revolutionized since 1940s, where most moms became working moms as well.
如果我们看看70年代、80年代的时候，有很多的父母，他们不仅是白天要有职业，晚上还要再去看顾儿女。
If we take a look at a pattern of the 70s and the 60s, and 70s and the 80s, we see that a mom goes to work in the daytime and she has to rush back by night to take care of the family, to cook and to clean.
很遗憾的是，正因为这样子的话，他们就失去了有许许多多的祝福，他们是可以得到的，在家里花时间跟子女在一起。
And because of this, all the time constraint and all the rushing abouts,We see that this family has lost all the blessings that would have been granted to them if the mother had taken on the responsibility full time.
但是有很多的社会上他是要求就是说作为母亲来讲如果你要是有更多的时间把他专门去寻找神自己的话语用神自己的话语来教导子女你就会得到所有的祝福
If the non-biblical mother had taken time off and to look into the Bible to understand how it tells her to educate her children in the biblical way so that her children grows up Christ-like she would get all the blessings that the Bible has promised her
所以作为父母来讲在这个时间的管理上一定要去寻找一个平衡让神来给你恩典管理时间
Therefore being a biblical mom constitutes that you need to find the balance and be able to seek God and to attain all the blessings and all the promises that he has in store for you
另外一个不属灵的父亲母亲往往他就会去找父亲的责任
And the other extreme is when the wife, she takes on too much of responsibility and in turn treats the husband like a child.
注意到这个李百家他看着他的先生已经老了老眼昏花了不清楚了所以他就是去欺骗他。
So what Rebecca did was that she took advantage that Isaac was old and his sight was failing and therefore she took those things and tried to deceive him.
所以她没有去意识到作为她的先生她的老公她要有这个决定权给长子有这样的祝福这是属乎神的要求的
she didn't recognize the right that Isaac had as the man, as the leader of the household, that he had the right to bless his son Esau for being the oldest.
他要改变这样的一个结果，所以他就想方设法去做一些事情，导致头来中国话叫竹篮子打水一场空，就是儿子也没有得到长分，他所要得到的次子也没有得到祝福。
So what Rebecca did was like she deceived him, and she tried to take the blessings away from Esau and to give it to her favorite son Jacob. And the Chinese, what we say is that the bamboo basket that won't hold any water.
所以我们的结论今天有三点。第一点就是说，作为基督徒属灵的母亲，她的力量源泉是来自神的话语和她的恩典。
So in conclusion, what today's sermon talks about is that the source of Christian mother strength is the love and the grace of God.
她去寻找，在祷告当中，在话语上面寻找神给她的支持。
And she turns to him in prayer for support and for wisdom.
在通过这些祷告和神的话语当中，她可以找到神给她的智慧和理解。
And through prayer, she understands and she receives the blessing of God and she receives the wisdom.
那么第二点就是说，作为基督徒属灵的母亲，她的生命指南在于圣经的话语本身。
And the second point today is that the guide for a Christian mother is in the word of the Bible.
就是经常我们会看到这个母亲在她祷告，在她寻找圣经里的话语的时候，就是这个时候是给子女的影响最大。
So this is the time when the mother looks to the Bible for guidance on how to teach children, and this is in turn the greatest effect for the children.
当子女看到你作为母亲在带领他们圣经上的话语成长的时候，他们就看到说，我们人真的不是只靠这个面包食品过日子，而是要按照神的话语。
And when the children see the mother disciplining them according to the word of the Bible, they in turn realize that there's more to just having food and water on the table, but also to have Christ as the center of family and to adhere and to follow His words.
只有借着这个，他们才可以在从小的时候就给作为子女他们灌输。传讲神的话语。
And it is only this that she can look at her children and at the future with confidence.
然后第三点我要讲到，作为母亲在家里头看顾儿女，这本身是一件最崇高的责任。
And the third point we look at today is that the occupation of a mother is actually the highest and the noblest that a woman can ever have.
要作为一个母亲，她需要有很高的这个素质，很高的这个智慧，从神那边得到的，还有她的这个决心，才能够做好母亲的工作。
Because this being a full-time mother means that you have to have character, you have to have creativity, you have to have talent, and you have to have intelligence, and most of all, you must have commitment.
所以作为基督徒的家庭，他们就会非常的尊重作为母亲她这个崇高的职业。
So today's society gives a lot of pressure on Christian moms, and not just Christian moms, but all moms, because you need to have a commitment to yourself and to the family.
所以感谢神今天赐给我们这样时间，让我们一起来看到神为母亲的事工给我们是什么样一个教导。
I'm really thankful today that the Lord has given us a time to understand what kind of challenges that a mother faces when she goes through the education of her children.
在接下来的呼召的时候，我祈求神的圣灵继续带领感动你们的心。
In the following invitation, I pray that God will continue to work on you and to touch you.
在我们一起唱诗歌呼召诗歌的时候，你到前面来，如果有谁有心灵得到感动的，要看到神在你生命当中的带领，请你到前面来。
Later on when we sing up the verse, I invite that those who would like more work would like prayer from me to step up forward, and I'll be more than glad to pray for you.